This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, January 15th. The year is 2024. It's a great time to be alive in this crazy world. And welcome this morning on this cold, cold Monday. Here in Ohio, it's around 3 degrees. Hopefully, it's a little bit better where you are. I wish I was in Florida, Rosa. Wish I was in Florida right now. So today, what I'm going to go over is the leaderboard from last week. A few people have a really fast start. And then I'm going to ask all the people that are doing that to maybe share some thoughts of wisdom with everybody. And after that, I'm going to play a little video for you, which is going to give you a view on a bigger picture of this business. Sometimes we are just so much into the weeds, you cannot see the forest out of all the trees around you. So hopefully that's going to give you a little bit different perspective as we start this very, very important week. So first things first, we're going to go over the leaderboard. And on the leaderboard for last week, we have Kerry Weissong, one of her best weeks of all time. So she had 11 deals for 24,770. I don't see Kerry here, so she can't share anything. Bridget had another great week for her. She had 4 deals for 12,066. I don't see Bridget neither, okay? Then we have Mariana. I think I do see Mariana. Mariana had 6 deals, 9,108. So Mariana, what are some of the tips that you would share with the team? How did you get such a great performance last week? Okay, we lost Mariana too. Okay, well, we know we have Rosa. Okay, so Rosa, 3 deals, 8,296. You've been with us for like 30 days or so. So what are some of the things you would like to share with the new people? From like a scheduling, from the activity levels, what do they need to do to achieve something similar here?
Making the phone calls and calling your old leads that's what I did around the holidays. Things were slow, so I didn't purchase leads for a week. And I just went back to all my old leads and called them and text them and, you know, don't give up. Because I ended up getting quite a bit of people that had not replied within the past few weeks of those new leads. And, you know, if you don't go back to them, you're missing out on, you know, still potential clients being there and closing some of, you know, some policies. So just kept them working the leads and went back to everything.
How many dials are you able to make every day, Rosa?
Oh, God, I don't know. It all depends on if I'm closing policies. I know last week I was busy. I mean, I try. I don't even keep track of how many calls I make. To be honest, I just keep on calling and I double call, triple call, and then I send text messages if I see that a text message hasn't gone out in a while. But I actually don't keep track of the calls. But I did have a busy week with appointments last week. Friday, I thought I was going to end up with another one, but there was an issue with the system and I couldn't close it at the end. So I'm still working on that one.
How many appointments were you able to run late?
I'm sorry, how many what?
Appointments were you able to run?
So to close appointments, I ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I actually ended up with like 7 appointments and ended up closing on the 3.
How many no-shows?
Well, my person on Friday that I had the issue with, I spent almost 2 hours with at the end of the day Friday, was rescheduled to Saturday. And then he, you know, 20 minutes before the appointment said, sorry, I can't meet, which second time someone's done that 20 minutes before. I'm like, really? I changed my schedule for you. And 20 minutes earlier, you're only figuring out you can't meet with me. So I ended up having one two, three, four no-shows.
No shows. Oh, that is a blueprint for you guys. Those are usually the numbers. So she set up 11 appointments, four didn't show. So that is that 30 to 40% no show rate. And out of everything that she ran, she got three sales out of seven sits, which is roughly, that 40 to 50% close rate. So you're just within those numbers, Rosa. So this is exactly the blueprint. We just need to get you more appointments. As simple as that,
I
right?
actually have a referral from one of my close appointments, my Monday. So her sister is, I have scheduled for Wednesday to close that policy. So.
Great. And referrals is definitely part of the game. So once you service the client, just shamelessly ask for another sale. It's going to be okay. Some people will say yes. So great job, great start. You are positioned well to get a big promotion at the end of this month. So we're looking forward to seeing what happens there. Then we
Thank
have
you.
Mr. Sean Chadwell. So four deals, Sean, 66-35. It's also one of your better weeks in a while. So share with the team something that worked for you last week.
What worked is the normal stuff. Setting the appointments, running the appointments to the ones that show up, rescheduling the ones that want to reschedule, trash can the ones that no show and don't respond. Okay, try to call them, but there's only so much chasing to do. Other than that, last week, I would say just make sure you're in the game a year and a half from now, because 4,800 of that was people I wrote over a year ago coming back for more,
That's it.
or doing more, or asking to do it on the spouse now. So, just make sure you're still in the game down the road.
That's it. Very, very important point, Sean. My cousin was visiting me for the last 2 weeks, and I told him, there are two rules in business. Rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one. That's it, right? And then you wake up 27 years later, like Dick Sylvester, and he built this behemoth agency, right? But it's gonna take in small steps. So Sean, that is great. Good start for the month. Let's see what happens for the rest of the month. Jamar had three deals, 58-61. Michael found four for 49-42. John Cranford, two for 37-18. Tucker Whalen, three deals, 3,057. Hannah found two for 2,402. Radha had two for 2,056. Erica is back on board with 1,852. Hunter Harris, the brand new writer, two deals in his first week, 1,624. Renata back with 1,360. Chris Batur scratched for 1,282. John McMillan scratched for 1,142. Will found two for 1,127. Mitchell Brooks scratched for 966. Jonathan Schenk scratch for 770. Kent scratch for 561. Nikki Moore had one for 442. Colin had one for 420. John P had one for 280. Alex scratch for a small one, 246. Kali found another one, 206. And Wendy wrote the children's app. So that's where we are on that side. Also, if I look at the sales managers, this is something that is your first step in building, right? So if you're able to get a sales manager, which is 25,000 and three unique writers, you are on the way to go and become a regional manager when it becomes interesting from a bonus standpoint. On top of this leaderboard was Wysong Agency, 20 deals, 31,842, which is in some cases higher than many of the regional managers at the parent company. Bridget also solid, nine, 21, 850. Mariana had 12 for 1780. Jamar, 5 for 8263. Erica had 5, 6794. Coach K, 4. And Tristan, 3. So that's what the sales manager leaderboard looks like. And now I'm just going to play this video here for you. And after that, I'm going to be opening up for questions. Now, a big disclaimer, this is what we're going to start doing from this week. If your camera is not on, you're not allowed to ask questions. Simple as that. Okay. So watch this. If you want to ask a question, make sure your camera is on. But let's see here. I'm going to put it on 1.25, so it's a little bit faster. I'm going to go over the 7-year builder's blueprint to financial freedom. And
What for now?
everybody's definition of financial freedom might be a little bit different. My definition is that when your passive income exceeds your income needed to maintain your current lifestyle, that's when you become financially free. And I'm going to go over that, how to get there within 7 years. This business is just not a sprint, it's a marathon, and you need to have realistic expectations. And I'm going to try to go over all the details to get you there. The success journey. People think that the success looks something like the picture on the left side, that it's going to be straight line up. And that is just not the case. The truth is more like this. It's going to be squiggly, directionally going there. And it's going to be lots of ups and downs. And you're going to remember those downs much more than you remember those ups. But mental toughness is going to be critical in this business. And ultimately, you're going to have this squiggly line going up. And Black Swan is just an example of a squiggly line going up. This is our performance from beginning of the time when we decided that we're going to be 100% virtual shop. This was the famous 2 weeks to flatten the curve in March 2020. We were on 25,000 in monthly production. And right now we do that more than that in a day. So we almost at 400,000 new record in monthly. That's what you should expect to see in any business. It's not going to be a straight line up. It's going to be ups and downs. But if you have a good system, it's going to be going higher every year. This year, we grew around 30% from 2.8 million to 3.6 million. We also grew the number of unique writers, which is the green line, by over 20 versus previous year. And we have really become a lead producer factory. So now we have 10 people doing more than $100,000 in personal production alone in the agency. And that number keeps growing every year. Also, carriers give us very high ratings. They love our high quality of business. We are 77.5% placement, which means almost four out of five submitted policies will get approved and issued, and 83.9% persistency, which means, out of 100 policies that have been issued, 83 to 84 of them will stay on the books up to 12 months. That is outstanding. The industry average is around 75%. If you're good, we're at 83.9. Also, we have developed a strong leadership. We have now three regional managers, and we have six sales managers who are positioned well to become regional managers next year. But that was the journey, lots of ups and downs. Now, in this business, you can make money three different ways. You can make money on your personal production, you can make money on your agency, so-called override, and then you can make money on renewables. Renewables are the commissions that are paid to you after 12 months on your whole life and universal life and index universal life policies. They can be anywhere between 1 and 5%. Depends on the product, depends on the carrier. So you're not going to see any of this income in year one. But for month 13, every time that the client pays that monthly premium, you will get your renewable percentage. So your focus in year one should be personal production. You really need to master this craft. You need to learn how to sell insurance on the phone on a high level. It is not easy, and you will make a lot of mistakes in the beginning. The first 90 days are going to be tough. A lot of people unfortunately quit in the first 90 days. Just before they actually become good and they go over the learning curve, they quit. That's unfortunate because the path of the first 90 days is pretty straightforward. You get better and you put yourself in a position to make 75,000 in personal production in year one. Also, that is going to help you get promoted. So all of a sudden, you're not at 70% contract. You're probably going to be somewhere, 100, 110% contract by the end of that first year, which provides you this spread. So spread is the difference between your contract and your agents in the agency contracts. So let's say you're at 100 and somebody is at a 80, 100 minus 80 is 20%. So that is your spread. So first year, it's going to be a lot of trial and error, just, getting to know the business, learning how to sell on a high level. And once you go through that first rookie year, second year becomes much easier. So second year, now you're understanding how to sell. You're probably going to have a feeling, even after 2 or 3 minutes of the phone call, what you need to do to go and help that family and make a sale. And your personal production will likely jump to around 150,000 just on your personal path. At the same time, if you're a serious builder, you're going to start building your own agency and you will become a sales manager in that second year. Sales manager is 25,000 per month in agency production outside of you. And that brings your agency at 300,000 outside of you. And the spread is likely going to be 20%. So some people will never get promoted. Many good people will get promoted. we actually get concerned if somebody doesn't get promoted. If somebody doesn't get promoted, they unfortunately probably cannot do this on the high level. And the odds are they will not make it long term. So you want your agents to get promoted because that gives you and them sustainability. So at 300,000, 20% spread, your override income becomes 60,000. And also these renewables start trickling in. Now these are just renewables on your personal production. And as you go spread, like you have a contract spread here, there's also spread on renewables. It's not as big, but it adds up. This could be as low as 25 basis points or 50 basis points, which is 0.25% or 0.5%, but in the long run, this adds up. But ultimately in that year through two, this is gonna be your breakout year. You're becoming an elite producer and you are making over $200,000 in total income. The year three, you become even a little bit better on personal production. And there is not much change in your marketing spend for you going from 150 to 200. You just got a little bit better. And on the agency side, you are just repeating the playbook from year two and you're adding another 300,000 and all of a sudden you become a regional manager. As a regional manager, 600,000 at 20% spread, now you're making 120,000 in override income. And your renewables are now at $500 a month. And combining renewables, overrides, and personal production, all of a sudden you're at 326,000. Not bad for year three, but it gets better because in year four, most likely this is the period of time when you are reaching your peak personal production. You are running on all the cylinders on the personal production. You're showing up at that meeting and within 60 seconds, you're gonna know what to do. You're gonna have ability to run comfortably 8 to 10 appointments a day. And you're gonna be putting yourself in a position to maybe just work 3-4 days a week and clearing 250,000 just on personal production. On the agency side, you're still repeating the playbook from year two and year three. You keep growing that agency. And all of a sudden, you know, that $1 million outside of you is producing 200,000 in override income. And your renewables are starting to grow. So these are all the renewables from the first 3 years now, more than $1,000 a month. And what's interesting in year four, in your peak personal production year, your override income, it's actually getting very close to overtaking your personal production income. And when that happens, it's time to really slow down on the personal production and start helping other people become leaders, grow their agency, because that's where the passive income is going to be coming from. So in year five, you're making that transition. So in year five, you're actually going to be making less money than the previous year, but the composition of that money-making activity will change because for the first time ever, you're now your override income projected to be here at 225, even if your spread is lower, is going to be higher than your personal production. And these renewables are creeping up on you. Right now, it's more than $2,000, almost $2,000 a month, and your total income is almost $400,000 a year. Now, in year six, you will continue to decelerate your personal production. It is the right thing to do for your agency because now you're really working with multiple leaders in your shop to go and help them grow. Your spread is likely to maintain around 15% as long as you're building in width and you're bringing other people directly to you. But you're putting yourself in a position here to really make some good override money, 330,000, and your renewables continue growing. So now we're $33,000 just by waking up and having your checking account open. So your total income, combination of all these activities, over $400,000 a year. Now, in year seven, you should probably retire from the field and completely 100% be dedicated to helping your leaders grow and get better and making sure that your agency is doing everything that needs to be done to help people grow. At that point, you're probably going to be doing $250,000 a month as an agency. The 15% spread, that gives you override income of over $450,000 and another 45 and change on the renewables, and it puts you in a position to have total income of almost 500,000 per year without any personal production. So that is a playbook. It's pretty simple, but it's not easy. Everything has to start with a personal production. You're gonna have a great run. You know, your peak is probably gonna be in year four. You're gonna be writing a lot of business here. You're gonna become very good at it, and you're gonna have an ability to teach other people how to replicate what you've been doing. Your spread is gonna go lower as you grow more, but your renewables are going to also go higher as your agency grows. Overall, as a big disclaimer, you're not guaranteed to achieve any of these numbers. In reality, most of the people will not be able to achieve, but there is a blueprint. There is a path there. People went here before you and they can teach you how to get there. You just need to be mentally tough. You need to follow direction. And when you hit those bad times, just remember, there's a turn, mean reversion just around the corner. You just gotta go and not give up, because the financial freedom is at stake here. This is the line of override income that can really put you in a position where you don't have to worry about money ever again. And it's not just you, it's also your family, and it could potentially be your kids and your grandkids. But it's up to you to marathon. The 7-year blueprint is possible for whoever is willing to put in the work and be mentally tough along this journey. So at this point, the only thing I can tell you is success is a journey. Enjoy the ride. So that was our 7-year blueprint. I'm there. I did here for almost 7 years. Those are pretty much the numbers that I've been achieving. Marsha is just behind me. We're going to have Kerry Weissong is behind me. You know, Coach K, Mariana, Lee, all of these people are on that track, right? So we're also going to be showing you guys, you know, some of the under the hood nuggets to go and help you grow your own agency as you get ready to come to that point in your journey. But right now, personal production on a high level is a number one objective for everybody. We're also going to be doing on my side that 1 p.m. meeting, talk about mortgage protection. So whoever wants to go and specialize mortgage protection, the door is open. The only disclaimer is you are only allowed to ask questions if your camera is on. Okay. I don't need to be there. Marsha doesn't need to be here. This Dick doesn't need to be there, but we want to be there to help you guys go and achieve that financial freedom. Okay. So are there any questions at this point before we close this for today? No questions. You guys are taking it easy. I mean, Marsha, any comments from your side?
Okay, so it's definitely real numbers. What he's showing is what I've been experiencing. So, and it wasn't possible for me on the same level at this pace doing it before I came onto Robert's team and had all of the technology available. It cut the learning curve so significantly. And when I started six and a half, seven years ago, we were going out in the field. I had a little binder, you know, and I had that stupid flip chart. It was embarrassing. I just wouldn't do it. And I would talk to them, but it's a harder way to go. You know, if someone, you drive 2 hours and then someone doesn't show up, it's nighttime. Now you got to find your way back home and you just blew 4 hours. Yeah. You can call a couple people. You can't run an appointment. Someone doesn't show up here. Does it hurt your feelings? No, it's not about you. Call them the next day at the same time. Give them a couple calls. Pick up the phone and dial until you get an appointment. This is on you. You have every ability to do this. It's not the smartest people that win, guys. It's the ones that don't give up. Okay? So you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just can't want to recreate the wheel. It's been created. Use it. After you make your first 100,000, whatever you want, give it a go. But we've got a proven recipe. Plug in, and if you talk to your upline, if you're putting in the effort, you're going to find some results. And it's really just dependent on you. This matters. Pay attention. You guys have everything you need. This is a great place to be. And it's an amazing new year. So,
Marsha. Okay, Dick, close us out.
I couldn't agree more with Marsha. The numbers are the numbers. And even the people that don't understand it as well as Robert has laid it out, if they will just make the 150 to 200 dials a day, guys, it's very, very difficult not to succeed here. You just have to put in the work. And looking back over the last 27 years, the people that did the work, those were the numbers. It just is what it is. And you can't beat work. Because what happens when you do the work, the skill level automatically goes up. And I tell new agents all the time, it's going to scare you how much you're going to learn and know 30 to 45 days from now. And they look at me and roll their eyes, but 30 to 45 days later, their skill set's better. The more work you put in, the better you get, the luckier you get. And I love watching this video. I cannot watch it too much. And I never get bored with it because I know it's true. Thanks, Robert.